Paid for Passion. By Lin Yu Stewart. Many people work to pay their bills and go on holidays. They don't genuinely like what they do. It is my belief that when you do what you love, there is a way to get paid for your work and pleasure. As a coach, I unleash people's potential, and if you are willing to believe that someone will pay for supporting your passion, they will. I had a session with Carolyn. She lived in Provence, France, a rural part of France, and was out of work. Unclear about what to do with her life, her twin brother called me and asked me to do a session with her. I did. I asked Carolyn a series of probing questions about things she loved to do. She confided in me that she loved to serve and had a passion for animals. Furthermore, she had a special way of talking to animals. Additionally, animals were naturally drawn to her. Wherever she went, dogs, cats, and even birds were connected to her. She did not know why, but they were. She said she had had a dream since she was 8. She, the family, and her twin were at a bed and breakfast in France where animals were welcome. While there, she had offered to do a little dog walking and tending for the animals in residence. It was that special holiday week that she had connected with her love for caring for other people's pets. That thought had never left her. When she told me about a friend who had the same talent for connecting with animals, she let me know that they had found each other at school and exchanged numbers. Caroline had been a student teacher, and this friend Cecilia was a school mom. They agreed to meet mid-August. It was time. Enthusiastic about making contact, her dream came together with a name. The animal inn, no, she said, it has to be in English for the foreign visitors, it needs to be the International Animal Inn. I invited her to close her eyes and envisioned the place. She saw a field with lots of spaces. She saw herself and many animals all cohabiting. When asked her how she looked, she responded, happy, relaxed, neutral, and natural. I shared with her one of my dreams come true. I had had a dream to live in France from the time I was able to say French words when I was 22. I was a teacher at the École Francoise, a bilingual French school in New York. While there, I learned about the Winter Olympics in Grenoble. I had a passion to go over and work for the Olympics. I wrote 35 letters to hotels and inns in Grenoble to no avail. Being on a teacher's salary, there was no travel budget, and my parents were not interested in sponsoring my dream. Driven by my passion to go abroad, I had a neighbor who worked for a quiz show. I asked him if I could be on his show. I won $1,000, went down the West Side Highway to the docks, and bought a one-way ticket to Cherbourg, France, and a train ticket to Grenoble. Once there, by chance, I met the food and beverage director at the Park Hotel, and he introduced me to Eric, the American recruiter for ABC Television looking for staff for the press. Eric hired me after a pre-arranged meeting. Miraculously, I passed the test. I was in and on my way to my Olympic dream. After telling my miracle mitzvah, Carolyn asked if she could share something with me. Her last animal caretaking experience was as a volunteer, a job working with a shelter in Koh Lanta, Thailand. Coincidentally, I own a villa on that island, so our mutual experience magically doubled as I shared my love for the island. She wanted to go back to the shelter at Christmas time. A shiver of recognition went through both of us as I told her that dreams really do come true. And you have to be a believer. Having desire, willingness, belief, and commitment is the winning formula for making the seemingly impossible happen. If I could do it, so could she. I invited her to have contact with me, and I invited her to avoid negative thoughts about her project and to focus on the positive. We made a pact to stay connected during the launch of her dream job. Her next words were spoken with a tear. She announced that I was the first one to hear her desire, dream, and she was going to go for it. Ask yourself. When was the last time you were happy? What were you doing? If you could get paid doing one of your hobbies, what would that be? Do you believe in the seemingly impossible? When was the last time something magical happened? When was the last coincidence, synchronicity, a piece of good luck happened? Would you be willing to believe in the magic moments that happen as meant to be? When was the last time some piece of fortune came your way out of nowhere? When was the last time you had to remind the sun to get up or the moon to go down? When was the last time you had to put out the stars? When was the last time you noticed all that happens in a day that you don't have to control and that it all works just fine? If you are feeding your own negativity and wasting time worrying about things not working, consider trusting the universe and the infinite wisdom. There is a divine plan and it all works. We have all the answers inside. Take a look.